2. The London Underground.
The first night was hard work. The electricity was turned off, and they had to walk along the tunnels between the stations. At every station, they cleaned the platform and walked on to the next one. They stopped for tea at Tyler Street Station. Elsa sat next to Craig.
"You're a good worker," she said. "We need an extra pair of hands this month. We've got more work."
"More work?" asked Craig.
"Yes," she said. "You'll see tomorrow night. They're going to do some building work in the tunnel at Bank Cross. They're going to move trains along the tunnels for the workmen. Sometimes the electricity will be on, sometimes it will be off. Everything will take longer."
"What are they doing?" said Craig.
"Oh, there's an old tunnel near Bank Cross. They're closing it. They're building a wall across it."
"An old tunnel," said Craig.
"What do you mean?"
Frank looked at them.
"Be careful, kid, or Elsa's going to tell you the history of the London Underground. It's a long story."
"It sounds interesting," said Craig. Elsa was smiling. "I like you, child," she said. "And maybe I'm going to tell you the story."
"She knows more about the London Underground than anyone," said Martha. "She's writing a book."
"She was on TV," said Frank, "in a quiz program. She answered questions about the Underground. And she was first."
"And I won a little silver cup," said Elsa.
Craig looked at Elsa carefully. She was about 55, maybe older. She was about the same age as his grandmother.
"I'd like to know about the Underground," he said.
"What do you want to know?" she said.
Then she spoke very quickly.
"It's the oldest and longest underground railway in the world. They started work on the Metropolitan Line in 1860, and it opened on January the 10th, 1863. It carried 9.5 million people in its first year. The first railway trains had steam engines. They couldn't build the really deep tunnels, the tubes, like this one, until they had electric trains. This line opened in 1890. The deepest station is 67 meters below ground on the Northern Line near Hampstead."
"Okay, okay," said Craig, but Elsa didn't stop.
"There are 254 miles of line, with 105 miles underground." "Oh, sorry, child, that's 409 kilometers and 169 kilometers. The London Underground carries about 800 million people a year, and..."
She stopped suddenly.
"Those are just the statistics. Tomorrow, I'll tell you the stories."
Elsa stood up.
"We haven't finished work yet," she said. "We still have 2 more stations. Let's go."
Craig walked along the tunnel with Frank. Elsa was walking alone. She was very quiet now. You couldn't see anything, just the black sides of the tunnel.
"Sometimes, at night, when we're down here, you hear things," said Frank. "Sometimes you see things."
"What kind of things?" asked Craig.
"Music," said Frank. "Voices. And there's nobody there."
Craig thought about the sound of shoes in the tunnel.
"Stop talking nonsense to the boy, Frank."
Craig looked up. Elsa was standing next to them.
"Don't listen to Frank," she said. "There's nothing to be afraid of in the underground. Nothing."